views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And today our topic is, are you afraid of success? Honestly.
Seriously.
We're not kidding around here. I know I'm not. I welcome it with open arms because that is the master plan of our Creator. That is the master plan of the universe. And don't fight it. Don't fight it. You know, people who are a little leery about it, give it up to the universe. Give it up to our Creator. Give it up to God. You know what I mean? Just take your chances and just go with the flow. Too many people dwell on what's going to be, if it's going to be, how it's going to be, what should I do, what should I not do. Give it up. And it's like everything else in life. If you do give it up to the universe, if you do give it up to God, the Holy Spirit, He will get you through it. And He'll get you through it just the way it was written before you came down here. If you're bound and destined to success, you're going to be a success. So don't try to stop it. Let it go. Let it rip. Let it roar. And enjoy the ride. Because, you know, you don't start at the top. You always have a progression. It's like climbing a ladder. There's always a progression to success. Enjoy every footstep of it. And embrace it. Embrace it. And don't think of what could happen. Just embrace every moment of it and let it happen.
Now, what I believe, and this is how I live my life, that it's important that you nurture yourself while you're going after your success. It's important to make the journey as pleasurable as possible. Now, yes, it involves a lot of hard work, but, you know, I wish that I, you know, personally had a lot more in life, the material world. And I'm going to be honest with you, that's my true beliefs. But at the same token, if you were to live my life, you would be a very happy person because I live for freedom. I live for my friends. You know, I live to be successful. I have two very good business endeavors. And in the material world, I don't live high off the hog, but I do have, you know, personal freedom. And I
that's
live
a
it.
Lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. And I live it. It's very successful. Now, the true meaning of success, it's not the person who has the most. It's the person who needs the least.
So you know? True.
And it's about enjoying what you have, putting more energy into what you do have, rather than complaining about what's not right, what's not perfect, what you don't have. And because it could be a killjoy for all your success that you have created up to this point. But it's very important for you to nurture yourself and take care of yourself while you're taking care of others.
Sure.
And a lot of people, you know, forget that. You know, they just put everybody else first and they put, you know, all the other priorities ahead of their needs. And, you know, well, what's the sense of being successful or what's the sense of working so hard if you're not taking care of yourself? And when I say taking care of yourself, I don't mean just physically, which is also very important, but also emotionally. You know, it's very important. What are you looking at?
I went to go get a piece of very expensive tile for my bathroom. And I ran into this amazing company. It's called BNU Granite and Tile, granite and marble. And the guys there, they're Israeli guys. They were the most kindest, sweetest guys, and their prices were unbelievable. And I promised them that I would say something because I just felt that they were so spiritual. And not only that, they were so fair and so honest that they really struck a nerve with me, you know? And these are two guys that are very successful. I think it's a father and a son. And they're very successful businessmen. But they would stoop to helping when somebody can't afford something. I mean, they're not out to rip you off. Mm-hmm. They give you a beautiful product. You have plenty to choose from. And yet they're kind with their prices. They're gentle with their prices. And they understand the layman. Because most of the people don't understand when you go in and buy those kind of things. And I just want to say thank you to them.
And what company is this?
The company is B as in boy, N as in nuts, and U as in university.
B-N-U. Where are they located?
They're located 520 James Street, Suite 3C in Lakewood, New Jersey, 08701. And guys, if you're looking for a fair deal, I really need to tell you, you got to go there. Speak to Yuri. And his last name is C-H-A-B-R-A. Yuri Chabra. They're Israeli guys, and they really aim to please.
Lakewood is the Israel of New Jersey.
Absolutely.
Really is.
They were so quiet. They have an amazing selection. But the thing that really struck me is that they were very laid back, no high pressure, very kind to the public. And they didn't know me from a hole in the wall, you know? And it wasn't like they were putting on airs for me. They were just genuine,
nice people. And that's, you know, something, and that's also important about being successful.
Right.
When you're honest with everybody, when you're genuine with everybody, and it's not about making the big kill each time you're making a deal or whatever, but you're doing what's best for the interest of the person of who you're trying to take care of.
Absolutely. And they did that to me, and it really struck a nerve because they, you know, he even said to his son, which I thought was outstanding, when you see someone coming in, no matter if they're spending $1 million or $1, you treat everybody the same. It doesn't matter if you have money or you don't have money. So I'll tell you, I really suggest if you're in the market for marble, any kind of stone, any kind of granite, anything, tile, I suggest very highly that you go to these reputable people. The name of the company is BNU, and go speak to Yuri. Yuri is an absolute doll. You'll be so satisfied, and he will definitely treat you kindly.
Sounds like a plan.
What nice people. I love them.
Very nice.
Yes, I was very impressed. Very impressed. And there's a successful businessman.
Yeah.
You know, and it, like he said to his son, it doesn't matter if a customer spends $1 or $1 million. Everybody gets treated the same, which really impressed me. It really impressed me.
So you only spent $1?
Yes. You know me. I spent $1 million. No. And he didn't really care. He didn't really care. You know, it looked like it wasn't about the money. It was about, he loved what he was doing. He loved to be around the public. He loved, I guess, working with the stone and the marble and the tile. And he was just a downright lovely, honest businessman who really caters to his clients. And
one of the mistakes that people make when they're in business, if they try to grow too far too fast,
yeah,
you could lose it all. You know, you have a good realm on business, and you know, you develop relationships with the people who are working for you, and you got to find out, you know, their strong points. You know, just because, you know, somebody is a good worker doesn't mean that they're going to be good with the public. Or if somebody's good with the public doesn't mean they're going to be good with handling and delegating responsibilities to all the other helpers. They're good with customer care. Everybody has a special trait about them as far as what their, you know, best attributes are. And so if you could really look at everyone who you work along with or who works for you or whoever you have to work along with, is that if you could just start a suggestion box where everyone gets together at least once a week for a meeting, and just so they could bounce ideas off of one another. And again, give the certain, you know, customers or the certain clientele or the certain responsibilities to certain other people. So, you know, whoever has the best experience or grip on a particular situation, because not everybody could handle everything, and that's being unrealistic.
When you try to wear too many hats in your own business, you fail. You have to be able to delegate.
Yeah, and you know, and then you have people who are good with the computer, you have people who are good with the public. And so again, it's about delegating. And even with say with your kids, you know, if your kids are struggling in school, is it maybe the teacher, sometimes it could be the teacher that just stinks, because not all teachers are good, unfortunately.
That's true.
But also the style of the way your kid is learning. All right.
That's so true.
Because not everybody, their brain cells work the same as everybody else's. You know, you have to hear, you have to write, you have to, you know, visualize, you have to think, you know, and a lot goes in at the same time. So not everyone is capable of that. So if you find that your child is not doing as well in school as you would like for them, you know, it would be very, you know, very good for you to find out which technique works best for your child.
That's right.
You know, and it's not that they're stupid, but you want to know something? They're going to lose attention with the class or with the teacher or whatever because their mind isn't grasping it, because it's just too overwhelming. Their brain's on overload.
Right.
So, you know, again, when you could learn how to work with the person or the people you're working with and understand where they're coming from, you know, it will help a lot, not just for yourself to get along with the person, but for the person itself.
And on that note, we are going to take a commercial break. And folks, we'll be right back.
Oh, the shark babe has such teeth, dear. And it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ.
Make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah, I know, when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay? I say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change. 'Cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while. 'Cause girl, I could kiss them all day if she'd let me. Her laugh, she hates, but I think it's so sexy. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Oh, you know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I'll say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change. 'Cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while. 'Cause girl, you're amazing.
Song, which I hope you all enjoyed.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was very cool. I love that song. You know. Also, right now we have a wonderful person all the way from Tampa?
Yes, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. Carol. Hey, Carol. How are you?
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Artie. Hi, Sky. Nice show. I like the information you're sharing with your audience. Really nice.
Thank you.
Very kind.
You are a sweetheart.
Yeah, we've been playing telephone tag lately, huh? So what is it that, Carol, what is it that we could do you for? What is it that you'd like to know?
I'd just like to know how Spirit feels about me and the creative endeavors that are happening now.
Hold on just a sec. Let me tune it in.
Hold on a second. Sky's going to tune it in, and so am I. I'm flipping the cards. You want to...
You know something? I'm feeling an emotional drain. I'm feeling that you're overthinking and you're getting an emotional drain.
When your mind is made up, your mind is made up. And it's like when you get in the zone, it's very hard for you to be more open than what you should be.
And I'm feeling as though something is holding you back. Now, I don't know if that makes sense to you, because I'm not really understanding exactly what Spirit is telling me myself. Okay. But they're telling me that she's being held back. Does that make sense to you?
I'll have to think about that.
All right. I also feel like that you're creating your own, I heard it just like this, mucky muck.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm getting. Like, she's not she's trying.
You're trying,
but something's blocking her.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we're talking about not being afraid of success and not being afraid to go after what it takes to, you know, do what it takes to become successful.
But I'm feeling a block, and I'm feeling it on your part. Now, even though you may think that, you know, you're giving it your whole school try, I feel that there's a portion of you that's reluctant or hesitating in some way.
You still have a lot more to learn at what it is that you're going after.
Yeah. But I feel that there's like not a secure feeling on your behalf. You know what I mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Were you looking to go on a long road trip? Because I see you're going to be going on a long road trip soon. Is that already in the plans or not yet?
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible.
Because I see a long trip coming up your way.
And are you having trouble with your feet?
It's hard to hear you guys.
What?
It's hard to hear you guys.
It's hard to hear.
The connection.
Really? Are you having problems?
I'll have to listen in the archive.
Can you hear us, Carol?
I just heard you now.
Oh, okay. I don't think it was on our end.
No.
But that's okay.
Are you having problems with your feet, Carol?
No.
Okay, watch out.
My brother does.
Sorry?
My brother does. My brother, he does.
Oh, okay. Are you worried about him?
No.
Okay. I'm feeling that you're going to have something wrong with your feet. Either you're going to hurt yourself, step on something, or there's just going to be an issue. It's not going to be something major, but I just feel it's going to be a real pain in the butt. Okay? So watch out.
Okay.
I feel like if you did your meditations at night, I feel like you're going to get a lot of answers from the spiritual world. And within 2 weeks' time, there's going to be a strong shift and change in your life, something that you're going to be very, very happy with. Or one of the endeavors that you're going after, there's going to be a big step. There's something like an epiphany. There's something major that's going to happen for you within 2 weeks' time. So that's like the middle of June, by around June 15th, give or take.
And I also feel like there's a male energy around you.
Are you talking about
the
spirit?
Could be my dad.
In spirit.
Someone very, very close, someone that's watching and guiding you in some way. And I believe that he's telling me that you are getting a sign, but you're not actually paying attention to the sign. And it does have to do with your creative endeavor.
I'm getting that you're a very... Carol, you're a very kind soul. You're a very nurturing soul.
Yeah, definitely.
But when the power is within you, you got to stop handing your power over to other people or giving, you know, the benefit of the doubt to other people. You have to be able to run with the ball so that you could be...
I'm doing that. I'm learning that now.
I'm sorry?
You're on spot with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like you have a hard time accepting... praise, or you have a hard time. It's like you're so empathetic for other people, the other person. You just say, oh, I just created it. Here, you have it, or you take it, you manifest it. You have a hard time building up on your own. And so that's why things have not been able, they get to a certain point, and then you stop, and then either you stop completely, or you hand it over to someone else. And that's something you need to stop.
Okay. Yeah, things are changing on that you know.
And that's probably one of your, and this is where I think Sky said, you know, you're creating your blocks and you don't realize it. But I really feel like mm-hmm. that's probably one of the blocks, is that, you know, you have to own it. You have to run with it. Don't be afraid to praise right. yourself. You're very good at praising others and giving to others, and you're nurturing others. You're very, very good like that. But you need to allow yourself to bask in the joy and the happiness and the praise and all that other good stuff. And you become too humble, then you're not allowing yourself to, you know, rejoice in your own, you know, efforts.
You know, this male energy is speaking with me and telling me that he's sending you healing. So I don't know if it's healing for an emotional problem or a physical problem. I'm not so sure it's a physical problem, but I think it's more an emotional problem that you've been through or you're going through. But also he wants you to know that he's around you and is helping you. So let okay. it go. Whatever feelings that you get that are, you feel that it's not your own, or why am I thinking like this, run with mm-hmm. it, because he is giving you healing and emotional strength. So, you know, you're kind of like your worst enemy in one way, because you block it.
Okay.
Don't block okay. it. And also don't, like, get distracted very easily, and you start doing other mundane things or
right.
just other things to keep your mind busy, or you keep busy, but you're not working on your big picture or your projects, and you get very frustrated. You go back and forth with it on what it is you're trying to do, and you need more focused energy so
yeah.
that, you know, your mm-hmm. your desires and your dreams and what you really want could start to manifest. But you keep on allowing other distractions to get the best of you, and you got to allow yourself to become more focused.
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart.
I agree, sweetie.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for calling. I hope we've helped you.
Have a great day, guys. Thank you.
All right, sweetie. You take care.
Take care, love.
All right, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. And stay tuned, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Whoa, in a couple of days they come and take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we is all on the current Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. So before I start, I'd like to give everybody...
Are you starting with me again?
Yes, I am. Before I start, I'd like to give you guys our phone numbers and the station number as well. Brian, could you pin up that station number? Oh, there it is. Sorry, honey. Well, the station number is 1-800-930-2819. And if you'd like to get an amazing reading with Artie Hoffman,
While supplies last.
I want you to ring him up at 877-ANGEL-02, and you will not be sorry. It would be the best reading you ever had.
Ever.
And if you would like a wonderful reading,
a marvelous reading with Sky privately,
yes,
call 908-500-1474.
Thank you so much.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
So but if you want to call up, and if any of you want to call Sky and I, and you could read us.
Yeah, we'd love it.
We love it. That would be cool, too.
You know what we do here? We meet each other.
That's right.
Okay, your turn. Okay,
right.
My turn.
It's one of the benefits of being a psychic and a medium that, yeah. you know, you usually meet a bunch of people in the same realm of what you're doing, and you get to get a bunch of free reads from your friends and associates and stuff
like
that.
And you know us, we're always happy to do that because we are like, we love to share spirit, you know? It's such a beautiful gift, and it's meant to be shared with a lot of people. It's meant to be shared with the world. And someday, in many, 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 many years to come, everybody will be doing this on an everyday basis. And we'll
doing
be
doing what on a
being able to be psychic and being able to be medium. We will be able to correspond with the dead. They say that, and I heard this in two lectures. They say that in years to come, we'll be able to sit on a couch or a bed and start to meditate and leave our bodies and actually go to heaven and have like fun and conversation with all the people that you love and you miss.
So one of my friends said, Artie, how do I become a medium? And I said, well, I said, if you die, you'll be able to see and talk to all the other dead people there on the other side. I said, and then they're going to be right there and you can talk to them all you want. You know, but if that's really the case where, you know, you're going to be able to, if everyone's going to be able to communicate to the other side, when you are on the other side before coming here to Earth, you're going to say, what do I have to go there for? It's like, what's the big deal? It's like, you know, I could see you now. I could hear you now. It's
exactly.
like, what's the big deal?
And you will be.
I like it here on the other side. I don't want to go over there.
And that's the truth. And that's what we're going to have to learn not to do. There's a lot of people who astro travel now. And, you know, there is a silver cord that is attached to you. And the people in heaven know that you're from Earth because of the fact that you do have that silver cord. And they do. And I've heard many times that I've connected with the dead.
Hold on 2 seconds.
Yes, though.
You need to explain what astro travel is because not everybody understands what astro travel is.
Astro travel is when you get yourself into a place, it almost like a meditative state. And you want yourself, your spirit, to separate from your body. You ask your spirit to disconnect from your body. And it travels into the next realm. And there is a silver cord that is attached to you.
How do you get the silver cord?
Well, the silver cord is a natural. It's something natural. It keeps you grounded. It's something you're born with. And
but
you also have to.
I feel like you have to project that, though. You can't just travel and that's it.
No.
But you have to project and visualize yourself so you're protected.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That goes without saying.
Can you get the silver cord at Home Depot or something?
No, you get it at Lowe's. It's in aisle 17. Don't forget the nuts and bolts to screw it back on you.
That's right. Otherwise, you're screwed.
Yeah. No, actually, when you are meditating, you do, of course. Like, when you're meditating, of course, you're opening up all your chakras, and you go through each chakra. So, and when you go through each chakra, then you... The way I do it is I have a door that opens up on the top of my head and the light of the Holy Spirit travels through my body, down to my feet and into the center of the earth for grounding. After you've passed that stage of meditation, then you ask for a silver cord that does ground you. Even though you've already meditated from your first chakra, which is red, for grounding, even though you've done that, you need to ask for your silver cord. You imagine your silver cord that's attached to your body and attached to the earth. After you've passed all that, then you imagine yourself lifting out of your body. And it's so funny, when I started doing this, I felt as though I couldn't pass my ceiling. Like I kept hitting myself up the ceiling.
How old were you at the time when you first started to do it?
11.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I kept hitting the top of my ceiling in my bedroom, and I couldn't understand why. Of course, I probably wasn't ready for it yet because I didn't know about the silver cord, but I always felt I was protected. But anyway, if you want to astro travel, there's a lot of meditations that you can do on YouTube that will get you to the point where you can do this. And I've been doing it, I did it a few times, but you have to, I woke up, my physical body woke up before my soul was completely back in my body. And do you know, I was immobilized. I could not move that part of my body. My hands, my eyes would not open, even though my brain was alive, my brain was up. my actual extremities would not move. It felt like I had paralyzation.
I got to tell you an incredible story. Now, I have a friend of mine who I'm not going to mention. I kind of told you off the air before many months ago. She's like my James Bond lady. With the astral traveling and time traveling
story,
and all this.
Guys, stuff. Pay attention because it's out of this world.
But we got to go to a commercial break soon, but I'm going to try to explain as much as I can, then I'll discuss more about it. Her and I, because her boyfriend at the time, does astral traveling. No.
Oh, to a degree that you have no idea.
Yeah. He has done time travel, he's done astral traveling, the whole nine yards. And so while we weren't in my car, we weren't in the van, because we went to the park. We sat on the park bench.
Yeah.
And she wanted to know, she was asking me a question, you know, does he still love me? Does he really love me? In the moment, he sent her a text and he said, of course I love you.
Get out of here. Shut the front door.
Yeah. He says, yes, of course I love you. He says, why are you even doubting that? And she goes like this, and she started to laugh. She goes, see? She goes, I told you, he's really good at traveling and like when mind travel and stuff. So true story. And I was right there when it happened. All right, everyone, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Is that all you get for your money?
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Thank you. without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. Why'd you have to leave so soon, yeah? Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to leave me when I needed you the most? 'Cause I don't really know how to tell you without feeling much worse. I know you're in a better place, but it's always gonna hurt. Carry on. Give me all the strength I need to carry on. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
We are back, my friends.
Hey, everybody. How are you? Welcome back to, well, probably,
Angels and Answers. Yeah,
it's probably the last few minutes of the show, unfortunately. We're going to be rounding up the last hour. And but, it has been wonderful, of course, as usual, talking to wonderful people.
So this segment was about, you know, nurturing yourself, about taking care of yourself and nurturing yourself. And, you know, it's like a lot of people put too much weight into other people and they leave themselves vulnerable. And it's very important that you take care of yourself, that you don't just put all your eggs in one basket with one person. I know there are a bunch of people are guilty of that.
Oh, yeah.
And they put all their eggs in one basket with just one person, one situation, and it leaves you very vulnerable. And then you could easily complain, well, because of them, I can't do this, or because of them, I can't do that, or I don't have the money, I don't have the resources, I don't have this, because you put all your eggs in one basket with one person, rather than you being responsible. And I'm not saying not to put stock into somebody who you really love or appreciate or care about. You know, of course you want to, you know.
But know who you're dealing with.
Know who you're dealing with, but at the same token, you could still get screwed over very easily. And like I said, you got to just take care of yourself while, you know, just protect yourself, you know, and just don't do it naive. And a lot of people, when they're stupid in love, you know, it's something that I've learned from T. Harv Eckert. He's the one who created the book and the classes, Secrets to the Millionaire's Mind. And he said, when emotions are high, intelligence goes right out the window.
That's so true.
And it is. And, you know, when people are very emotionally invested in a person or a situation, then, I mean, the logic goes right out. And it's a shame. It is, because a lot of people, you know, they let their feet get off the ground and they're just in the clouds. And you know what? I wanted to say something before, as far as when it comes to going after your dreams. Now, a lot of people have been disappointed by their partners because a lot of times they throw their money into a project, but they don't follow through, and they lose that money or they lose the time. And then there's another project, and then they lose that money and they lose the time. And they're always going from project to project and then chasing, you know, and losing more money and more money because they don't follow through. And they're saying, now, why should I support somebody, you know, because we were talking about, you know, how you should support your spouse or your partner in life if they're not being fully responsible, you know, and this is where you just got to take the bull by the horns and you got to restructure. Yep. You know, don't set yourself up to get hurt by somebody else if they have a record or a habit of constantly sabotaging.
And that's very true, because, you know, you do make yourself vulnerable to the people that you love, because you always want to love them and help them and always think the best of them. You never want to think, you know, any kind of negative thought about someone that you're very, very close to emotionally. But if you've been through a situation once, guaranteed that situation is going to arise again.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but, you know, people don't change so frequently unless they're very motivated to change. And they really put their best foot forward. But that too gets on the back burner, because we all put our emotions and ourselves last. We put our families first, we put our business and our jobs first, and we're the last ones to go get the help that we need, or we're the last ones to go get that new pair of shoes. We're the last ones to give ourselves that little bit of pleasure.
Yeah, when it comes to everybody else, you'll pull out magic out of your hat. But
right.
When it comes to yourself, you get into that practical mode. Oh, I don't really need this.
Right.
I don't need that. And you want to know something? Start treating yourself, because the quality of your life is going to be 1,000 times better. I promise you.
I agree.
Once you start to treat yourself and step out of your comfort zone, whether it be getting your nails done, getting new clothes, getting your hair done the way you want it, going for a massage, you know, taking that trip, buying that piece of gold jewelry you always wanted. You know, don't be afraid to step out a little bit, just, you know, to enjoy yourself and to take care of yourself.
Treat yourself good, because if you don't love you, nobody else is going to love you.
Yeah, no, there are people who love you. You know what? I always tell people, now everyone who knows me on a personal note, they know that I have this thing about, I do love myself, and I make no bones about it. But when I say I love myself, but I love you, I love you as much as I love myself.
Absolutely.
Now, a lot of people say to me, how do you know you love me? I said, well, I don't know if I like you, but I do love you, because I am a people person.
I love you too bad.
And I tell people, I said, it's a lot like ice cream. I love ice cream, but I don't like all flavors.
Right.
All right. And it's the same thing with people. So, all right, everybody, it's that magical time where we have to wrap up. So listen up, everyone. Let me put my blessings out there to you. So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. And may God bless you with all your dreams to come true. Don't be afraid to ask God and your angels for any prayers to be answered. Always ask for what you do want. Never ask for what you don't want to happen, but only what you do want to happen. Because if your energy of fear is greater than your energy of desire, then that's what you're going to experience. So always put your best foot forward. And again, I'm Artie Hoffman. Check out ArtieHoffman.com, and you're with Sky Siegel.
Yes, and thank you guys for listening. God bless you, and may your week be full of joy and happiness.
May this be the best weekend of your life. Take care.
Bye, folks.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.